Yeah, well, first we're going to review the fourth parak of Maseches Beitza. Okay. Examine what we're holding in terms of time. So, for the review, it says, "Hamevi kadayin." Now, remember, we're in the world of Yom Tov, as opposed to Chol HaMoed, which we're dealing with in the Mo Katan. So here it says, the issue with the first Mishnah is looking like you're doing, you know, business on Yom Tov. Even for Ochel Nefesh, it says, "Hamevi kadayin b'makom l'makom." If you're schlepping jugs of wine from place to place, lo yaviam b'sal b'kupa. Don't carry them in a big basket, as you would if you were a wine merchant, you know, carrying them, you know, by the case. Of a maybe who al ktefo al olafanav, you can carry it in like on your shoulder or like in your hands, a few bottles at a time. Even if you have to go back a few times, there's more labor just schlepping the bottles of wine. It doesn't look like you're doing business with them. V'chein hamolech es ateven. Same goes if a person is schlepping hay. So it shouldn't look like he's doing it in a commercial way. Lo yafshil es akupa lachorav. Don't carry the whole basket over his shoulder as one would if he would be a hay merchant and schlepper. Aval mevia hu biado. Bring it like in handfuls at a time to feed the animals.
This is on Yom Tov.
Yep. Because you need to. For Ochel Nefesh and so. Umatchilin barema sateven. You can start as a source of fuel. You can start digging out from your haystack, your rema sateven, the haystack, to use as fuel for your fire for cooking food. Avlo be'etzem shebemukta. You can't go now into your backyard, says the Tana, to go look for wood to now start burning. That's not good. That's mukta here means your storage facility, not your not muktas and things you can't move on Shabbos. So you can't go out there and get your wood from there to bring, because people don't go. This is talking about one that you don't go to very often, and therefore they're not the wood in the storage facility isn't there for firewood. It's there for like construction purposes. So therefore, it'd be assumed to be mukta unless you. It would be mukta, meaning you can't move it on Yom Tov unless you'd set it aside. It's in a mukhan, unless you'd set it aside from before Yom Tov.
One had a storage facility just
for firewood. Then it'd be okay for sure. Yeah, for sure. This is like construction material. Mishnah Beis says, "Ein notlin eitzim in a sukkah." You can't take wood out of your sukkah for burning. Now the issue here, of course, is you're allowed to use wood for burning. The problem is, soser is a malacha, and it's a malacha that the chacham would not mat you to do on Yom Tov, even for Ochel Nefesh. So you can't disassemble your sukkah. It goes without saying, if you're actually talking about sukkahs, the whole sukkah would be mukta machmas mitzvah, but it says like for doing a mitzvah, but we're talking even if it's just a, you know, we're talking now in Pesach time, you have a sukkah or a gazebo out there, you can't, you know, start disassembling and deconstructing your gazebo for the sake of firewood, right? That's soser, that's an iser. Ela min hasamuchla, what you could do is take wood leaning against the walls, because that's not destroying the actual construction, just, even though it's right next to it. You would not be able to take the schach off the roof, because the schach off the roof would again be like ruining the sukkah itself. Also, mevin eitzim in a sadeh min a mechunas. If you're going to take wood from the field, it has to be a eitzim wood that's been talush, you know, detached from the ground, and also has to be dafka min a mechunas. It has to have been like gathered and assembled, you know, gathered together from before Yom Tov to be used as firewood. Umin a karpaf. If you're taking, we're in Perigdalad Beitza. Sorry, min a karpaf. If you're taking wood out of your backyard. Don't have one? I think I might have an extra one. Just 1 second. Okay. So now the sadeh is like an open area, just, you know, it's got no fence around it, just lying out there. That you have to have gathered ahead of time. I mean, a karpif, if you're talking about, you know, your, remember the karpif that was a wall around there and the roof, but you have it as your private storage. So then a filu min a mefuzar. You can even take wood that is, you know, scattered around, you can still gather it up for firewood, says this Tana. As long as it's close to the city, meaning remember that shear was within 70 and two-thirds of the city, because you go in and out all the time. So let me say the other sheet and then I'll speak out clearly the difference. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shenichnasin lo b'posachas, any area that's got locked, even if it's not so close to your city, b'filu b'socha tchum Shabbos, even if you got a storage area that's got a lock on it, even if it's far, much further away than 70 almost from the edge of the field, from the edge of the city, I should say. As long as it's in the Tchum Shabbos, you can go there to your storage facility and bring your wood back. Now, really, the machlokas is a little more subtle than you see in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is really who was the first Tana, holds you need two conditions to take firewood from the carpet. First of all, it needs to be close to your city, and second of all, it needs to be locked. People can't get into it. Because if people could get into it, you're not sure it'd be there in the first place and you went back to go find it. And Rabbi Yossi holds either or. Either an unlocked area but close to the city where you're regular to go by, you can use that wood because you presume it's not been taken and you plan on using it from before Yom Tov. Or even a place that's far out from the city, within the Tchum of course, if it's locked, then you assume again, it's locked, no one got to it but you, so therefore you could get it. And that's Allah. Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. You can gather wood from any area that's like been closed off and locked from before Yom Tov or close to your city, that's your area on Yom Tov, and gather from there because it's you had in mind that it would be used on Yom Tov, and you're confident when Yom Tov came in that it would be there for you. Okay, Mishnah Gimel says Ein Mavkien Eitzem, you may not start chopping wood Lo Mina Kurus, if you're talking about, you know, beams that are for construction, because those of course are Muktzah, you weren't, these Kurus are like, you know, planks that are being piled up for the sake of construction, those are muktzah, so you can't start chopping them up from firewood now. Even one of those planks got broken on Yom Tov, so now it's not for construction anymore. You still cannot use it on Yom Tov because for firewood, because going into Yom Tov it was muktzah, wasn't mochan. Now there's a kind of a chesori mechzor, there's missing words here, and really it should read aval mavkiim in a korah shenishbara me'erev Yom Tov. You could, however, start chopping wood that was broken. A construction beam that was broken from before Yom Tov, that you weren't planning on building with it, therefore it's firewood, therefore it's not muktzah. Therefore you could chop it up and use for firewood on Yom Tov, because it broke from before Yom Tov, and it's mukhan, it's planned to be used. However, you can do it in a normal way. Loba kardum, not with an axe, loba magir, not with a saw, loba magal, not with a sickle, you know, like the small one, whatever, it's like the communist sickle. Because that was normal for sawing or chopping wood. Aval bakofitz, you could use like a big cleaver, a wood chopping, a cleaver, we saw this a few times, the kofitz, for chopping like through bones. That's obviously not the derech, and therefore to chop wood like that on Yom Tov is okay because it's a shinui and you can use it for firewood. New point here. Bayeshu malet peros, if you have a house, but this is not any kind of house. This is a house that's made of cinder blocks and there's no mortar connecting the cinder blocks together. So and within the house, it's sasum, it's sealed off, but it's male peros, it's filled up with fruit. So there's like, you know, we have a storage house of apples, and then there's like a whole house, so to speak, built on top of it. So you can't access any of the apples, no windows or doors or nothing, but the cinder blocks themselves are sitting without mortar between them. So what the issue then is to take off the cinder blocks would not be an issue of, it would not be an issue of soser, of deconstruction, because there's no mortar on a derise level. But this tana holds, even so, you couldn't move them because they're muktzah. So essentially, you have a wall of, what the Mishnah is saying is then, you have a wall of muktzah between you and your food, so really you couldn't get access to the food before Yom Tov. But even so, right, if it is v'nifchas, if it opens up, the wall somehow falls apart and you can access your food now, since all that was there was just you don't have to get any malacha to access your food, just the muktzah was in the way, then notam lokam apchas, you could reach in your hand and take it. Surprising halacha. Truth is, I have to confess, I don't really understand why. I don't really understand why. I mean, it means that you can, since it's considered mukhan enough, because you could, all that stopped you from getting was muktzah, and now the muktzah isn't there. You can't push it away. You can't do it. You can't open it up. So yeah. So it's very strange. So I don't really understand. I have to tell you the truth. What the principle is behind it. But that's the point. The rule is, if it was, it's not a malacha that's standing between you and your food, but just muktzah. If the muktzah is removed, the food never was muktzah, and therefore it's accessible. And Rabbi Meir Omer, af poches lechadchil avanotel. Rabbi, this is a different shita. Rabbi Meir holds that cinder blocks are not muktzah. They're just there in the way to guard your fruit, and if they're not cemented together, there's no iser of soser, even midirabana. They're just like, you know, like Legos in front of your thing. Therefore, it's no problem. But the halacha is not like them. The halacha is you couldn't move the cinder blocks, but if they get moved, you can access the fruit through the hole. You can take them. Fine. Mishnah Dalet says ein pochsin es haner. This is now three malachas you can't do on Yom Tov. Even for Ochel Nefesh, because it's too like it's too much of a malacha, and you could have done it from before. So the first thing you can't do is This is a funny verb, pochsenes aner. We're holding in Masechet Beitza, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, in pochsenes aner. The situation is like this. Forget the words for a second. If you have a clay ball, like think of a plaster or Play-Doh ball. So if you're going to turn that into a lamp, what you do, first you like smush the middle down with your fist or your thumbs, you know, and make like a bowl, essentially, and then you'll fire it. And that's very simple. The wick goes on top, and that's all there is to making a lamp, really. So here the question is, you're not going to fire it on Yom Tov, that's for sure. Maybe making a kli. The question is, if you're taking this little, like they call a beitza, a ball of dough, like Play-Doh, I mean, of clay, and you smush the middle, so now you've got this little bowl. You haven't really made a kli, have you? And could you put a psila, like just a wick inside of it, and you're good, pour some oil in, and you're good to go? The answer is no. That's already making a kli. And the fact that it wasn't fired, who cares? Like, that's making a new kli out of nowhere. That'll be usher and Yom Tov. Even though you want a fire for cooking. Right, so you can't. The issue is not, when you're, under normal circumstances, when you're a kid, you're sticking your finger inside some plaster to make a kli. But it is a kli. The point is, you're right, it's a kli. The Havamina would be, it's not fired, it's not a kli. Just just clay with a hole in the middle, you know, with an indentation in the middle. Okay, but Neishu osa kli, the Mishnah says that is making kli, as you said. Vein osin pchamen b'yom tov, you cannot make charcoal on Yom Tov. Now, charcoal, you wouldn't think again, is a kli. It's basically taking wood and charring it, and then you've got charcoal. Now, the reason why it's considered a kli is because if you're, like, say, a goldsmith, you need to have the these wood blocks with charcoal, so you can fire up a very hot furnace and therefore and shape your gold. So therefore, the pacham, the charcoal, is considered like a kli, and therefore you can't make it even if you plan on using it for cooking. And ve'ein chot chenesa psila lishnayim, you can't chop a wick into two wicks because that's like making a kli. You're essentially take one long string and make two wicks out of it. That would be aser. Rabbi Yehuda has a solution. He says, "Chotcha ba'ur l'shtei neros." He says, what you could do is take two bowls of oil that you needed for two lamps, take one long wick that spans from one to the other, and then light the wick in the middle. Then voila, it'll split into two, and you'll have two candles going. And the Tanakhama doesn't like that, because it's just too, doesn't like it. For the obvious reason, it's still making a kli, but the lachazik Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter. That would be mutter. Provided you needed both candles, you could set up your candles that way, right in the middle, and it might be done. That's mutter. Okay. Mishnah, you have three more things. Yeah?
You're
allowed to burn the psila. That's what he's saying. So what are you doing? He's saying, what do you do? You're allowed to light wicks. You're allowed to put wicks into oil, so that's what you're doing, and lighting it. And the fact that it breaks in half, all the better. Right, so that's that. That's his way of doing it. Okay, now Mishnah he is ein shovnes acheres. Three more examples here. These are things also that you could have done before Yom Tov. You're making them to kind of like kli. Here it is. You got a tray of clay, like hardened clay. So if you want to roast these little small maliach, these small fish that get easily burned, so you can't have it directly over the fire. You want to have like a shield, like a ceramic shield, so to speak, or a clay shield between your roasting fish and the open flame. So the little fish, you might want to break one of your things and make little shards on which you can put the shards of clay on which you can put the fish. But it says no, ein shovenes acheres, you can't smash cheres, ve ein chotchenes aniyar, you can't also cut paper, litzlos bo maliach, to roast fish on it, because that's making kalim. It's like making it, I don't know, like the equivalent of like a rack, something like that. Vein garfin tanner v'kiraim. You can't. This is a bit misleading. Grufa is to rake, and it says the thing. Literally, it says you can't rake your tanner. That was your oven that has one hole on top, your stove. V'kiraim, your stove that has two holes on top, less hot. The point of the Mishnah here is what you're raking away is debris that fell from the roof of that tanner or kira. So now, basically, you've got like it won't burn anymore because you got like plaster or clay or whatever debris in the middle of your oven, so the oven, you can't get a fire going to cook food there. So that is too bad. You can't rake and move that stuff out, because if you do, it's essentially making a new oven, making a usable oven from non-usable oven. That will be considered on Yom Tov to be making a kli. Aval mechabshin, what you could do is, kibush is like, you know, literally conquer. We actually had a similar word, if you remember, at the end of No, it was in Beitza. It was in Beitza. We said the agala could roll because it's just kovesh. It just smushes down the sand, doesn't dig a new furrow. So the same thing here. Basically, you have to pat down or reshape the wood at the bottom so it can burn nicely and properly, or the debris and so on, to pat it out and readjust things in there, or remove ashes. So normal fuel that you could do, because that's not addressed in the kli at all. So that'd be mutter. In other words, so what's usser is your oven began to break, so it doesn't work anymore, so you're fixing it by removing the debris. That's usser. But just the fuel source, is not burned evenly or neatly, or there's a stick that's too high and causing trouble, so that you could remove. That's just fuel and not the kli, and that'd be mutter. Vein makif in shtei chavios lishpos alein esakadera. You also, this is the last of these, is talking about making an oel arai, a temporary oel, which on Yom Tov is even usher. So the Tanakh Kama here holds, they're just dragging together. Makifin, that means to draw close, like we saw in Trumas, to draw close together. Shtei chavios, two barrels. Lishpos alein esakadera, and your plan is your two barrels will come together, and on top of them sits a pot, so it makes like a little kli, where the roof is like it makes like a little ohel, where the roof is the pot, and the two walls are the chavios, the barrels, that you can't do because it's an ohel arai, and that is usher to make bona on Yom Tov. Vein somchen esakadera bebakas. You also cannot, if you need like a third leg of your tripod to support your oven here, or your pot that's sitting on the fire, so that you cannot support with a bakas, like a plank of wood that would be for cooking, for burning, because, and this is a whole new thing, that now Mishnah begins to say that when it comes to wood, raw wood has no use on Yom Tov, not allowed to use for anything other than firewood. So to use, therefore it's set aside as mukts ahead of time. Obviously, if before Yom Tov you set it up as the third leg of your oven, that wouldn't be a problem. You've designated it specifically for a purpose. But if you decide, I need a third leg for my stove so my pot doesn't tip off it, you can't just pull a piece of wood because that wood is mukts unless you're planning on using it for burning, and this isn't for burning. V'chein bedela, same goes with the door. The different yourselves of this. Some, depending on what you fiddle with the words here, and the Yerushalmi and the Rambam have different takes on exactly, it means either the pashas, you can't take a door and use it as a support so your pot shouldn't fall over, or you can't use a support to support the door, or it just doesn't belong here at all, whatever it is. But the principle is the same. The door is made out of wood, and so you couldn't use it for any purpose other than as a door, or as if it would be set aside for firewood, then for burning, but not using it as another purpose or as a support. You can't direct your animals with a stick, through the streets on Yom Tov, because it looks like you're taking them to market. And Rabbi Elazar ber Shimon Mater, he says you could, because come on, doesn't look one animal, one stick, doesn't look like you're going into business with them. Fine. Mishnah Vav, more about carrying wood on Yom Tov, even for Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer is very makel. He says, No tel kisem mishalafanav lachtos bo shinav. You can pick up a twig from in front of you and use it to pick your teeth like a toothpick. Umigabev, and you can gather the gavava, the stubble, min a chatzer from in your backyard, whatever your front yard, whatever it is, umadlik, and use it as firewood. Shekol mash b'chatzer muchanhu, whatever you have in your backyard, your front yard, your chatzer, it's just waiting to be used. You don't have to have particularly ahead of time set it aside. I'm going to come back to him in a second when I say the other side of the story, then I'll explain the difference exactly. Hacham omrim megabev mishalafanav umadlik. The Chacham say, you dafka can only collect things for burning if it's mishalafanav, it was already right in front of you, not out in the field somewhere, not far out in the backyard, and it has to be umadlik only for the sake of burning, not for the sake of toothpicks. In other words, the Chacham are machmer, and they say, even if it's in your house or whatever it is, nearby, you cannot use it as a toothpick, you cannot, and if it's outdoors, you cannot use it for firewood. It has to be dafka, only for firewood, gathered and close to you. And Rabbi Lezer says, you could even go out into the fields to get your stuff, and you can use wood as toothpicks, it's not a problem, it doesn't need to be dafka, used for burning only. Okay? The halacha is like the chachamim in this Mishnah, so that means dafka has to be gathered ahead of time, and readily available, and only used for burning and nothing else. If you want a toothpick, you have to use it from something that's like animal food or something like that, we said. Okay, Mishnah Zion says, Ein motzin esa ur. You can't create new fire. bring out into the world fire. Lo mina eitim, neither from rubbing sticks together. Velo mina avanim, nor rubbing stones together, like a flintstone. Velo mina afar, nor can you do it by striking like metal into the ground in a place where they say there's a sulfur, you know, ore or something like that. Velo mina mayim, nor can you draw fire out of water. That would be like by using like magnifying glass style. You have like water going through a bowl or round bowl, and it's localizing, focusing the sunlight to a particular place that could create heat and cause a fire. All that is usur, because it's considered molid, like making something out of nothing, and that is like a malacha, ke'e malacha. So they said no doing it. So fire we use on Yom Tov is fire that was already pre-existing, as I'm sure you know. The ein malbinin esa rafan litzlos behen. You can't, literally means like you can't create the ceiling, the tiles you have, rafim are these tiles, rafim, are tiles you can't like put them in the fire to harden them while you're cooking on them. This is the issue. The issue is...
The red Spanish shingles.
Exactly. Oh, there? In modern Hebrew? That's exactly what this is. Good. So rafim, those ceiling tiles, basically they had dual purpose. They basically would make them out of clay, then they would, when they're clean, they'd use them for like cooking on. Because if you're cooking on like a open fire, you want to have something between your food and the coal and stuff like that, because it gets dirty, obviously. So they basically... Those, of course, are made out of clay. They can endure the fire. So you'd put your food that you want to roast on top of them and put that directly on the fire and you'd pull it out. And then it would be, you know, cooked. And as a byproduct, being in the fire would harden it, harden the clay, so that you could use it as a ceiling fire, like a shingle. So it's two steps. First, they would have, when they were clean and new, they would use them sort of fresh. Then they become old and dirty, but hardened, they'd be great for using on your roof. The problem is, by putting it in the fire, you're saying you're just using it for cooking food, but lamais, you're creating... ceiling tile, roof shingles, I should say, roof tiles. That's usur. So, if they're new, you can't. Ve'od amar Rabbi Eliezer, omen adam ala mukta erev yom tov b'shviyas. A person can go out to his storage area, where he's like got his figs drying out over there, or raisins, whatever. And on erev Shabbos b'shviyas. Forget the shviyas thing for a second. On erev Shabbos, where of course, if your food is not pre-planned to be used from before Shabbos, it's mukta. So it's enom in a mukhan. So you'd have to say, and you assume that figs drying out in the field are all mukta, not for use, unless you designate they are. So Rabbi Elazar is saying, you can go out there on Erev Shabbos and say, mikanani ochel machar, I'm eating from these tomorrow. And that declaration will then rely on brera tomorrow, whatever you take, that's the ones you meant that you were going to eat, and they're not mukta from ahead of time. So just by essentially saying the words and pointing to that, and saying I'm planning eating some of these, would be sufficient. And the Chum say no, you can't rely on Breira. Aj Yershum, you have to make a specific line. Vyomar Mekan Vadkan. I'm eating like this section, Dafka. You localize a particular section, so no Breira required. You're identifying which figs specifically you're planning on eating and which you're planning on leaving behind. Obviously, you need not eat every fig that you designate, but the point is, you've designated from the figs that you plan using for food and no longer just there to be dried out. The issue with the Shvias there is just that. Normally, you're not supposed to take hafrashas from a semaisus until your food is finished, gemar malacha, until it's finished processing. So, and that you can't take trumas semaisus on Shabbos, so it wouldn't be muchan to be eaten, even if you had designated it for eating until after you're taking trumas, and you hadn't taken trumas semaisus on a normal year because you're not supposed to take it till the end, so you wouldn't be able to eat on Shabbos, you can't take trumas semaisus on Shabbos. But if it'd be on Shvias, so then there's no, the seventh year, there's no trumas semaisus anyways, therefore you have no problem, therefore on Shabbos Shvias, or Shabbos on Shvias, you could designate it and not have to worry about hafrashas. Obviously, if you did take hafrashas earlier on, like, let's just the case, you decided you're going to eat the figs ripe and moist. So you took trumas and maishas, then you decided afterwards, you know what, forget it, I'd rather have dried figs, I'm going on vacation, and so you leave them out there to dry, so now you've done the tikkun on it. Now, even any Shabbos of the year, and any year, not just Shvias, the food would be mukta, because you're assuming it's drying, until you say, I'm eating from these. And then the Mishnah would kick in and apply the same way, even though it wouldn't be on a Shvias year. Okay, very good.